Lao Tzu wrote the Tao Te Ching, which means the way. It is the basis for the religious practice of Taoism. Listen to his wisdom from the 6th century B.C. He says, "True leaders are hardly known to their followers. Next after them are the leaders the people know and admire. After them, those they fear. After them, those they despise. To give no trust is to get no trust. When the work's done right, with no fuss or boasting, ordinary people say, 'Oh, we did it ourselves.'" I am frequently amazed at how many contemporary politicians refer to themselves as our leaders by virtue of the fact that they hold public office. Historically, it is clear that public office holders are seldom the true leaders causing change. For instance, who were the leaders of the Renaissance? Were they the public office holders? Were the leaders the mayors, governors, and presidents of the European capitals? No, indeed. The leaders were the artisans, writers, and musicians who listened to their hearts and souls and expressed what they heard, leading others to discover a resonating voice within themselves. Ultimately, the entire world listened with a new awareness, which was responsible for the triumph of human dignity over tyranny. True leaders are rarely the officials who are addressed by a title. Consider what titles you are known by and how you attempt to live up to them. You may carry the title of mother or father, which is an awesome responsibility. When your advice is sought because the children see you as a leader in the family, keep in mind that what you truly want them to be able to say is, "I did it myself," rather than give you credit. Seek to enhance your leadership qualities by being constantly alert to the mistake of thinking that your title makes you a leader. True leaders are not known by titles. It is ego who loves titles. Helping others to become leaders while exercising your own true leadership qualities means having to work hard at suspending ego's influence. True leaders enjoy the trust of others, which is very different than enjoying the perks and flattery and power that ego insists are the signs of being a leader. You need to give trust to others in order to receive that trust. Notice the times that you are inclined to insist that others do it your way or take the highway. Lao Tzu tells us that the leader with this attitude is the least effective and most despised. Your leadership style may tend to create fear with statements like, "I'll punish you if you don't do it my way." Lao Tzu tells us that fear-based leaders are poorly qualified to genuinely lead. The leader whose motivation is to bask in admiration, according to Lao Tzu, is still not a master at leading. This style might say, "I'll give you a reward if you do it the way I want you to." The true leader acts in such a way as to be hardly known in the entire process. This leader offers trust, encouragement, and congratulations as others find their own way. When our lawmakers tell us what we need, or use scare tactics to predict dire consequences, or attempt to get us to act out of admiration for their leadership, they are not true leaders. To qualify as true leaders, they must silence themselves and hear the populace express, "Yes, we created this great economy ourselves." And so it is with you also. To be a true leader in your own life and in the lives of others, practice resisting the need to be recognized. Lead unobtrusively, offering trust whenever possible. Gently smile at your ego's desire to take credit and silently acknowledge your true leadership when you hear others say, "Oh yes, we did that ourselves." Here are a few suggestions for applying the wisdom of Lao Tzu. 1. Before acting, stop and ask yourself if what you are about to say is going to create hate or fear or admiration or self-awareness. Then choose to nurture self-awareness. 2. Act on your desire to be a true leader by being as quietly effective as possible. Catch someone doing something right. And finally, become aware that it is the ego part of you that is suggesting you are a failure. Rather than seeing yourself as a failure when no credit comes your way, remind yourself that you have succeeded as a leader and good-naturedly let your ego know that this is the way to successful leadership.